Do you ever have a preemptive text fail, I think the kids call it? When you send a message and it says something that you didn't, you type it in and then you send, you're like, oh no.
Yeah, can you buy me some Frisbees?
Yeah, instead of buy me some
fruit.
The other day I was going on the project. I don't want to talk about all my TV appearances. It's just boring. I've only been on there twice, though. It's not 54.
What show was it again?
The project.
With the Sunday project.
No, it was Friday night or Thursday night. Anyway, whatever.
What were you promoting?
My comedy festival show. Which was, well,
I was in that.
Yeah, you were there. Yeah. You were there. Yeah. And because, I mean, really,
back to me.
I don't know. I don't think they realised I was just doing a night in the pub. I wasn't doing like a solo show. Or
they saw Dave O'Neill's name and they went, let's get him on.
Yeah, and it was great because the producer said, we don't want, it's not an interview. Just be funny. Just do your material for them. Just tell us what you want to talk about. And so I talked about my sleeping mask. But also, I always look through what gigs I've done because you always get funny. And, I did a gig in a prison once, so. Mm. I said, I'll talk about that. And then they love that. They love hearing about that, doing a gig in a prison.
Yeah.
And so I'm communicating with text to the producer. And she said, what sort of prison was it? I said, it was a medium security prison in reply, but security turned into sexy. And then so she's reading it. It's a medium sexy prison. My God.
Because I needed some new conditioner.
For your hair.
For my hair. Mm. And I could only get it in a really... I wanted it because you know, like the litre bottles, but I could only get it like in the small bottles at the salon. And
oh, that's right. You wanted it in the big bottle.
Yeah, I like the big bottle. It lasts for about a year.
Do you wash your hair today?
I hardly ever wash my hair at all.
No, I don't wash it.
Dry weather. So anyway, Selena finds it and goes, is this the one you want? Yeah, that's the one. And then it comes. It's from a place called Sexy Life.
Oh, that's right.
And now... If I have my emails up and people are looking, I flick through.
Yeah, Sexy Life.
Sexy Life's coming going. That's for shampoo, conditioner.
Yeah, shampoo.
Shampoo. Yeah, yeah, no,
the word sexy is not, when you see it in print or that.
Because when I'm writing a text, I do, and when I'm doing it on the computer as well, I do a thing where I can't spell that word. I throw a whole lot of letters at the
screen.
Then
And
then it, like 9 times out of 10, it goes, you're an idiot. We worked out you wanted to spell.
Yes. You know,
precocious.
My mother-in-law sent me one once where I will be running a bit late for lunch because Alan's coming over to root the curtains. Oh, here comes the music. Woo!
Hello and welcome to Somehow Related. And now please welcome your hosts Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Somehow Related. Dave O'Neill.
What a podcast. It's in the top 10 of our favourite podcasts.
I don't think
it's in the charts sometimes.
Sometimes.
Charts.
Who knows?
I don't know how those charts work. It's not like the old days. We go into Brash's and pay the girl $20 and she puts your record at the top of the pile.
Do you reckon that when you go to a bookshop and they've got the top 10 books, do you reckon they're really the top
10? Yeah, because they're all it's all on computer these days. I've told you about this before. They're all computerized. So it all goes through the computer system. But I
reckon they could be bothered changing them over.
No, I reckon it's always Barefoot Investor, you know.
Subtle Art of Not Giving It.
Yeah.
That's been around for a long time. You
didn't like it.
No, I didn't like it. I read it.
Barefoot Investor, nah.
He's a mate of yours, isn't he?
No, I've never met him.
He lives up in Kyneton.
Why take financial advice from a guy living in Romsey? That's my thing.
Which is cooler, Kyneton or Romsey?
Oh, that's a good question. I'd say Kyneton.
Kyneton's got a lot.
Kyneton's had a bit of a comeback.
Yeah, it's got a bit of a nice restaurants and.
Yeah, but that used to be a hardcore bogan town. I remember doing gigs there, and there'd be fights on the main street.
Yeah,
Kyneton. You go to Kyneton, are you, mate?
You got family in Kyneton. I did a lot of time in Kyneton.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we used to go rabbiting.
Yeah, well, that's sort of a rabbiting kind of place. Yeah. There was an abattoir there.
And the rabbits would be in the traps and it was very sad. And
you had a very Huckleberry Finn upbringing with your mushrooming and your rabbiting.
Then they'd pick up the rabbits and then wring their neck and make that crack noise. Then they cut them and then they'd fling the guts out. And you're standing there going, you know what, I don't want to see this.
Good childhood.
I want to be back riding the waves.
Thanks, Dad. Yeah. We just go straight to the abattoir.
Yeah. So, somehow related.
Two topics. Could work out how they're related. Let's get the topics from Sam, our electronic helper.
Earth and the Greek and Roman gods.
Okay, well.
We've talked about gods before and you're a... You're a atheist, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm an agnostic.
Yeah.
I've got, if there's...
I think as you get older, you're going to, you know, start believing. Hasn't happened to my parents, I got to say. I don't think my dad, as my dad said, they still go to church. He says, good community, but I don't know about all that God crap.
Good stories. You learn good something from the stories.
Oh, yeah, they're good stories.
Well, look, who was huge here recently, Jordan Peterson. I went to see him speak, and he uses a lot of quotes from the Bible.
Oh, really? Is he religious?
Yes.
Is he a Christian?
That's not what he's doing. He's a clinical psychologist.
I was talking to this.
12 lessons for life, I think it was, whatever it's called.
I gave a woman a very good tip the other day. She's got a teenage son like I've got. Mm. And they all teenage boys, they seem to like this bad rap music. And there's a lot of pussy this and motherfucker and, you know, not appropriate. And this is what I say to my son when he puts on any of that sort of music. And I always go, I think these guys are Christian. No, they're Christian. She goes, that's a great tip. I'm going to use that one.
That's a great tip.
Because they go, well, Christian. No, they're not Christian. No, I think they are. I think they are. They're American. Yeah. The pussy mall tribe. Yeah, no, they used to be a Christian group. Anyway, whatever. You enjoy it. Gods. But we're talking Roman / Greek gods, so like Thor.
What, the guy from the movies?
Yeah, Thor. Chris Hemsworth.
So he's a god.
Yep,
he's a god.
Well, I don't know. He's a superhero in the movie, but that's modeled on that's a Thor is the name of a god, the god of lightning and thunder, isn't it? Yeah.
Sounds like
it's a Greek god.
Yeah, someone with a speech impediment. For saying I went down the shop and I Thor a man.
I thought Thor. What other Greek gods are there? Zeus? There's Zeus?
He's funny, you know, from Dr. Zeus.
Oh, yeah. Different spelling. It's with a Z.
Oh, right. So, you know, if you studied Greek and...
I've been to Rome, though. I've been to, like, those Roman ruins and stuff. And they've got the...
What other ones are there? Greek gods. Roman gods.
You know, Roman / Greek gods. Well, you know, the Greeks were first and then the Romans, wasn't it? So but they were both, you know... Established modern civilization, those guys. They invented stuff.
Didn't do much, did they?
Democracy. The Olympics.
What did the Greeks invent?
Democracy. Souvlaki's. Tasmalata. No, they invented. The Greeks did a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. Can't think of any. But yeah, they had modern society. The courts.
You're knowing. So there's a number. The thing is, there's a number of gods at one time. Within the Greeks. So they got gods to do different things.
Yeah, yeah. So they had different areas, like ministers in a government, weren't they?
Yeah.
So we can't blame Thor for the sunshine. He's thunder and lightning or whatever. We can blame the other bloke.
So if you're hoping it would rain, you'd ask the other bloke in your prayers.
Yes.
Yeah. That's interesting, isn't it? Because in Christianity...
Just one God.
He's got the one guy.
Yeah.
The one guy up there.
God. And also Jesus gets a fair bit of... You know, he gets a lot of flake.
He does
a bit of
heavy lifting.
Yeah, no, he does, doesn't he?
He spreads the word.
Son of God.
Yeah, son of God.
But you're right. And also in the Vikings, they had separate gods. They talk about their gods, the Norse gods. They're similar to the Romans and the Greeks. They had several gods, not just the one.
Breakaway after breakaway after breakaway.
Buddha. Buddha's just one dude, isn't it?
But I don't. That's more a philosophy than it is. I don't think they have a... I think... God, look out, I could get in trouble here.
I don't know.
Isn't he like a bloke?
Yeah.
Is he like a Jesus?
He was
under a tree.
He was a normal person who left his wife to sit under a tree.
He came from money.
I only know that because Anne Edmonds has a routine about it.
About Buddha.
Buddha. About how he left his wife and kid and went and sat under a tree.
And thought about stuff and went back and got it all worked out.
Yeah, and then girlfriends would come and go, well, what happened to Buddha? Oh, he's gone off sitting under a tree.
He looks
and she goes, and then the wife and her girlfriend would drive past the car going, you dirtbag, Buddha. Funny routine.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, it's Edmonds. I'm not doing it justice. Anyway,
so
the Greek and Roman gods. Now, I only know them because of kids' books. Because I've read so many of those history books to the kids. And so we went to Pompeii, which are Roman ruins. That's amazing. You been to Pompeii?
You're saying that because you know that I haven't been to
Rome. But you've been to Rome.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you hear about the gods in when you go to Rome and stuff. They talk about the gods. When you go on one of those tours, they talk about the gods.
What about you? You know, your Jupiter, your Venus.
Venus is a god. Yes, the god of love, maybe. Hang on, Sam. What was Venus?
Venus is the god of love.
Okay.
Venus rhymes with
penis.
Genius.
So Venus is the god of love, yeah.
I think Mars is
war. What's Mars? Oh, Mars is war.
I think.
Great chocolate bar.
Whatever. Okay, Neptune.
Oh, no, Neptune's the sea. Oh, Because he's always got like a, he's a Neptune dude.
He's standing on the front of the boat.
Looks like a pitchfork. Like a mermaid sort of thing.
Mermaid sort of thing. Uranus.
Huh.
You contemplate that.
Is that a god? Is that a god?
I think it is.
What's Uranus a god of?
Ask Sam, I don't know.
Uranus. Sorry, Sam. Your Highness.
That was a slip of the tongue.
That was a slip of the tongue.
She'll be Sam, what's Sam, if you are offended by that.
I didn't know Uranus. I know Uranus is a planet, but I didn't know Uranus is a god.
Uranus is the Greek god of the sky.
Oh, thanks, Sam. Sky.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a cop-out, isn't it? God of the sky. What do they do? Thor's got the thunder and light. What do they do?
Yeah,
like God of the sky.
Not much cleaning up to do. Nah. There's much not. You don't have to rearrange anything. To sky.
No wonder Uranus got the funny name. Something to talk about.
Because you'd be embarrassed, wouldn't you? When you're getting together, you go, oh, here comes Uranus. What have we got to give him a job? We've got to give him a job.
Sky. Dirt.
What about? Don't give him dirt. No. Don't give him
water. No, that's Neptune.
No. Uranus, you can have. Give him sky. You can have sky.
Okay, so what should be the new god? What should be the new areas? Is there a god of, say, technology now?
Yep. God for the iPhone.
God for the iPhone.
Yep. And he would do everything. He'd do your smart TVs.
What could we call him?
He would do your
See, he'd look after all the phones, all the computers, all the Wi-Fis.
All the banking system, what do you call that? Where you can do it in the street. FlexiTeller.
Yeah, he'd look after all that technology. What could we call him, though? God. The god of technology, Zibbit or something like that.
Yeah.
Something slightly Zibble.
Yeah.
Zibbit.
Hashtag.
Hashtag. And then because a lot of the guys, they're very old school, aren't they? They're like earth, wind, fire.
So, that's interesting.
All right, well.
Because then we're leaning towards something there.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, let's talk about earth.
Let's talk about earth. Okay.
It's where we live, man.
Global warming? Are we headed for trouble?
We're sitting in a very hot studio. I think we are. Yeah, eventually we are. Yeah, it won't be in our generation.
You reckon that?
I reckon that Melbourne's weather is going to be like Brisbane in 30 years' time.
How old would you be?
I'll be in my 80s.
G'day, Dave.
Well, then they were right about global warming. I'm at my jocks in the.
Sure, we're still doing somehow related. I should talk like Uncle Arthur, really, if I'm going to be that old.
Yes.
Hi there, David.
Earth's heating up. Yeah, look, I reckon it's getting hotter, and the Earth. Well, you know that I think I've talked about it before, but there was a great documentary about the astronauts, and they talked to this astronaut about going into space and stuff, and he said,
"Have a spiritual awakening."
Yeah, he said looking down at the Earth was the most amazing thing. He said looking at the Moon, whatever.
Yeah.
He said, but looking at Earth, he goes, it's an oasis.
Yeah, and when you it's beautiful, blue and white. Mm. And when you go around to the dark side of the moon, because I have a couple of times in my when
Pink
I
Floyd
psychedelics,
yeah, whatever.
When you see the sun, the Earth rise, okay, that's that'd be a romantic thing to do with you with a girl, wouldn't it?
I'd love to go into space.
Yeah, you just go on the dark side of the moon. What are we going to do around there? It's very dark. Yeah, but wait for the Earth
to rise, man.
It's going to be good.
Yeah,
flat Earth.
Oh yeah, flat Earth theories. Yeah, I love those guys, the Flat Earth.
I love them.
Oh, yeah, but I can't watch too many of them.
I haven't seen too many, but do you know what the gist of it is?
They just believe the Earth's flat and that if you sail to the end, you'll fall off. That's the Flat Earthers.
What do they believe holding us here?
I don't know. Atlas. Remember Atlas holds up Earth?
He's holding up the Flat Earth.
I don't think he is, but I don't know what they believe in.
Be. I mean,
conspiracy theorists annoy me because they just annoy me.
But you know, I realize I don't want to defend them, but it's a story.
Yeah.
That you, when you hear it, makes you feel better. That's what religion is.
I know it's a conspiracy.
It's a good story, and if you believe the story, it gives you some comfort. Mm. Gives me comfort, not me, to think that the Earth is flat.
Yeah.
And gives me a point of difference.
Yeah, it's true.
Want to come over to my place? Yeah. Yeah, don't go the wrong way. You'll fall off.
Yeah.
You know, be checking the plane all the time to see where he was
yes.
Going. So we are the third rock from the sun.
Oh, is that that great TV show?
Yeah.
Is that where they got the name from?
Yeah.
It's a funny show.
Third rock from the sun.
Oh. They always seem to do those TV shows, don't they, where there's aliens living on Earth, like Mork and Mindy. And it's like classic fish out of water.
Because I probably talked about it in the past. I saw something weird in the sky one night.
Yeah, you've seen lights in the sky.
I don't want it because I may... As a person came up to me in the shopping centre the other day, She said to me, stop making fun of President Trump. The aliens have heard about it and they don't like it.
Are they this person serious?
Yeah, she said, tell your comedy friends to make stop making fun of Donald Trump.
Yeah, but that's someone who's not well.
Oh, I shouldn't laugh about that, should I?
Sure.
She's quite happy.
Yeah. But, you know, if you're believing stuff like that.
Well, but is she, but you know.
That's the problem with the internet. My brother was in bands in the 70s and 80s. He was a very talented guy, was in the bands. Now he lives in the Dandenongs, smokes a lot of marijuana, and believes there's dragons up there. Right? Now, the Dandenongs are mountains near Melbourne,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, near Melbourne, yep.
And the thing about that, if that was the 1970s and you believe there's dragons in the Dandenongs, you wouldn't find anyone to support you, would you?
No, but you found a lot.
Yeah, now with the internet. There's other people up there that, yep. Yeah, you're right, man, there are dragons.
It's a story.
It's a story.
It's a story you want to be a part of. I believe in that.
Crazy.
Okay. I heard something the other day. Mm-hmm. The percentage of Earth is water.
Oh, it's like 2/3. Is it not? As yeah. I drink water.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, is it 2/3?
Yeah, 70%.
Oh, man, I should be a geography teacher.
And I heard on the radio this morning that like the amount of water.
Because
The amount of sand, and we did this on Russell Court, all the grains of sand on all the beaches in all the world, there are more stars in the sky than grains of sand.
Really?
I don't know about you, but have you ever started to count the number?
Grains of sand?
Yeah. It takes a while.
Yeah, so who's done that? Who's done that job?
Yeah, that's right. How do you work that out? You go, okay, there's one handful's got about 50,000. So multiply that from here to the point. Oh, gee, that's a lot of. Oh, I can't be bothered working it out.
Well, this is the thing that's always got me about the Earth. So the Earth is like a bubble, right?
Yeah.
It's like a bubble. And so we're.
You know, it's not a sphere. It's actually flattened a bit.
Oh, so it is a flat Earth.
Well, it's not an absolute sphere like.
Oh, really? So it's more like an oval. Disc.
Well, it's like a.
Like a footy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, mind blown.
Whoa, dude, time out.
Mind blown.
Yeah, need to contemplate that.
But so the Earth's like a bubble, right? So basically we've only got a certain amount of water.
Yep.
And we're just drinking the same water over and over because it's just being recycled, isn't it?
It goes
into the ocean, up the sky, down the thing.
Good system, very good system.
So we just need to redistribute that water to make the world have more water.
So you're saying there's the same amount of water, but if the atmosphere is changing, the system doesn't work.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I could see you doing like an Al Gore talk on the environment.
I don't know anything about anything.
Yeah, but he probably doesn't know that much. Just get up there and show photos of the Antarctic.
I met Al Gore when he came out.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, there's a name drop for you.
Well, how was he?
Oh, sorry, he met me.
He met you. That's right. Yeah. Big fan. Yeah. Big fan of Russell Coyd, fellow environmental crusaders.
Yeah, that was when he was getting a lot of traction with the. And, you know, it goes up and down, but the moment, you know, getting a lot of traction. Okay, here's a question.
Wouldn't have been good if he was president. That was a while ago, though.
We came close.
Very close. 400 votes.
Was it 400?
Oh, yeah, in Florida. Yeah, I saw a. I only know that because I was on a plane. I watched. There's a great movie called Vice. Have you seen that? About the rise of. I can't even remember his name now. But, you know, Batman plays him. Christian.
Bale.
Yeah, Christian Bale plays a very unremarkable man who became vice president. Oh, Sam. It was under George W. Bush. Not Rumsfeld. It was it was just an incredible. It's a great movie because it's made by the guy Adam McKay, who was the former, you know, head writer at Saturday Night Live. And
what was it called again?
Vice.
No,
Vice. Oh, it's fantastic, Sam. Who's Vice about? The movie.
Vice. The movie is about former US Vice President Dick Cheney.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a fantastic movie. And in that, what was he talking about?
I know, I'm the same. I think the gods have got some power.
The gods got some power. But it's incredible the rise of power that guy had to become the vice president. But I can't remember what I was going to say. I can't even remember what we're talking about.
We probably need to. We should have had a break earlier, shouldn't we?
We should have had a break.
Because it gets very hot in the studio, so we get a little delirious.
My brain's fried.
We need some.
Anyway, the earth.
I know, just before we go to that, one question. Mm. Like, as you know, I like to ask questions.
Mm.
I thought about this the other day. Oldest thing you've seen?
Mm. Well,
I didn't even think of this, but one did come to mind.
The oldest man?
No, yeah,
built thing? Stonehenge?
Oh, yeah, can be.
Stonehenge?
Yeah, how old's that?
Oh, that was around the time of the pyramids, I think.
How many years ago? That's
Sam.
That's about 3 years, 4 years, 40 years.
How old Stonehenge, years? Sam? I've seen. Oh, you know, I've seen Newgrange too, which is in Ireland.
Stonehenge is about 5,000 years old.
Okay. Well, how old are the pyramids?
The pyramids of Giza are about 4,500 years old.
Okay. What have you seen older? One.
In Australia, you would go for
Kerri-Ann Kenley. Nailed it.
Nailed it.
How young does she look, though? Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah, she does look good.
I told you I did a panel show with her once, and she wanted to do this joke, but it's a dirty joke, yeah. Right? And she didn't want to do the punchline. She goes, so you do the punchline. And I said, I'm not really into dirty jokes. Yeah. No. She goes, I'll set it up. You do the punchline.
Oh,
and so it got she goes, you know, and the punchline was, I can't remember the joke, but the punchline was, yeah, because they're close to the entrance. So she set up this thing, and then she just looks at me, and I go, yeah, because they're close to the entrance. Bloody crickets.
You're a good guy. You took one for the team.
I took one for the team. Well, I was the team leader, I think. Anyway, what have you seen older?
Oh, Uluru.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that.
600 million.
I've never seen that.
600.
It's incredible.
Million.
I know you did, Russell Court. You walked on it, didn't you? You did a bit of a dance at the top.
No, I took a motorbike up. Took a motorbike. Did a few donuts on top. Planning to jump it, but not getting great response from the government.
Yeah, and the locals, the Aboriginal elders of the area.
Yeah, I don't know what the problem is, but Russell Court's very upset about that.
I met a guy once. He's Aboriginal, and his job was to – he had to work for the Film Commission. His job was to – if anyone wrote anything about Aboriginals in their film scripts, it had to come via him, and he had to say, oh, that's appropriate or that's inappropriate. And Ostentatious wrote a film once where Uluru, you opened up a door and there was a casino in there. I had to tell him, no, mate, that's not appropriate. Oh, what do you mean it's not appropriate? There's a casino in there. It's a great joke, casino in Uluru. He's like, nah, look, as an Aboriginal man, I got to say.
See, Austin Powers would do something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, baby.
And when you know it's a joke, obviously – there's got to be some leeway there.
Yeah, I know. But
anyway,
I think you know more about Uluru because you're Russell Coyne. I've never been there. It is quite a sacred place, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, so what can you do? It's like, you know.
Then again, it's just a bit of rock with not much around it. And you awe at the rock size. But it is, you know, look, when you hear the stories and and you engrave your name on the side of it, you feel good.
Yeah.
They've got a spot there where
graffiti wall?
No, a wall where all the people have died. People, there's a spot you walk past, and there's one plaque.
Oh my God! Well, people fall off.
Where people fall off. They said, we had to stop doing it because so many people were dying. We didn't have room for the plaques.
Oh,
they all get halfway up the walk, which you
quite steep, isn't it?
They're closing. They may have already closed it. Very steep. And then they get about halfway, and they go boom, heart attack, but right in this one spot.
God.
So there's a fun day at Uluru.
Look at the plaque.
Yeah. Okay, thinking music. What are we going to have?
Some earth music.
Earth music.
Some God, music of the gods.
Do you know what earth means?
No.
I think it means soil.
Oh, yeah, dirt. Yeah.
Which is not a great name. And I wonder who named earth.
Who named earth?
Did they have a meeting?
They must have had a meeting. Who named the moon?
Yeah, moon. We will get it now, but there must have been a whiteboard somewhere where they've all sat around. What do you want to call it? The rock? Yeah, no, maybe not.
And they looked at all the planets and went, "All right, why don't we go with animals? We'll call that one the lion, that one the zebra."
Yeah,
got something better than that.
Yeah. So anyway,
thinking music,
ethereal. What's that?
Oh, ethereal. Do you mean ethereal music?
Yes,
it's a bit like massage music.
What is it inferring? Is it inferring space?
Yeah, should we get some space music?
Well, yeah, let's, 2001?
Yeah, that kind of music. There'll be some out there.
Okay.
Let's have a listen.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay, so we need to come to a conclusion about Earth and the gods being Greek.
Or as Duran Duran once said, this is planet Earth. Remember that song? Good song. Okay.
Okay. You go first.
There's a song about Mars too, David Bowie, Life on Mars.
Oh, okay. What about the other planets? Is there one about Mercury?
Freddie Mercury? Pluto?
What about Jupiter?
Jupiter. Oh, there's got to be a song with Jupiter in it.
This is because you've been on Spicks and Specks.
A lot of times. Jupiter.
Jupiter. Is there a Jupiter song?
There must be a Jupiter song.
It's not a Uranus song. There's a Venus.
Probably.
Did you say Venus?
Venus. She's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it.
Is that
I'm your Venus. No, Bananarama.
Wasn't there Venus and Mars?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It was an album. I mean, Bananarama
Venus
said.
Venus and Mars. So we've got those two.
I'm your
covered.
Venus. I'm your flower. I'm your. Anyway, that was a cover, but. What are the other planets? Mars. Yeah, Life on Mars, David
Mercury.
Bowie.
Mercury. We did that one. Uranus, Mars, Neptune.
There must be a Neptune song.
That's a good game.
It's a good game. Okay. Sam, is there a Neptune song?
Valleys of Neptune by the Jimi Hendrix Experience.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know it, though.
That doesn't matter. Well, you don't know everything.
I know everything.
Well, you know a lot.
But Jimi Hendrix.
At least Sam knew. God, she'd be good at a dinner party, wouldn't she?
Oh, yeah.
If she, you know, she probably wouldn't say much, but then she'd be really entertaining.
And yeah.
Cool, you know, interesting to talk to. Imagine if you sat next to her on a plane. It'd be really good.
Great conversation starter, conversation finisher.
Yeah, but she wouldn't want to come across as being a show-off or anything.
Yeah, but she's probably quite...
You'd have to ask her questions to get her talking. But she's good. Okay. I've got a theory. I reckon it's a pretty good one. What do you got?
Oh, I got nothing. So hang on. Earth and the gods.
Well, you think of all those things we were saying.
Earth and the
Maybe
gods.
Maybe we can both do this. Like all those planets, and I don't know how many planets there are. How many planets are there?
Six, seven, eight.
So that's our solar system, yeah?
Mm.
Right? We're third rock from the sun. All the other planets, we've got kind of, we're named after soil.
Yeah, okay.
So I don't get it why all of those are named after Greek, I think it's a Greek or Roman gods. And Earth, that's not a god, is it?
No.
So why are we so special or why are they so different?
Well, should we ask Sam what the answer is?
Glenn is correct. Every planet is named after a Roman or Greek god except Earth. Earth is just named after Earth. The name is derived from both English and German words which mean ground, but the handle's creator is unknown.
Wow.
I've
learned something today.
I thought it was a bit too obvious.
I didn't know Uranus was a god. Just thought it was a punchline to jokes.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
I didn't know Mercury. Oh, I suppose I knew Mercury was a god.
Do you reckon they named Uranus before they'd named anus?
Yeah, they must have.
Because
in that meeting they would have gone, oh, it's like naming your kid a funny name.
Surely maybe someone would have to put their hand up and say, I'm sorry, but you've already named a body part.
Yeah.
Or that sounds like that, and it's not a body part that we want out there in the sky.
Yeah, it's like if your last name's Simpson, you're not going to name a kid Bart, are you?
No.
Because you're going to go, well, that's...
So I reckon they've come up with... Roman god, Uranus. And then when they came around to naming anuses, they've gone,
Yeah. I love the thought of naming things. I used to do a routine about how they name pizzas, how they got the, you know, because they're often countries, like Hawaii got the pineapple. My routine used to be, why did Australia get the egg? Why do we get egg? Because when you get an Aussie, they've got an egg on it. It's always an egg on the Aussie pizza.
Yeah. How did
that happen? What happened to that day at the United Nations where they're giving out the pizzas?
Because when you go into the Latin or you go into their evasion of things, it is quite interesting when you can break it right down. You go, that makes sense.
But as we learned from the naming of the spacecrafts that landed on the moon, there is someone or some people that actually have to make a decision at one point to go, well, that's going to get the piss taken out of. Let's give it a more serious name.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like, you know, when they had that, they were naming a boat or whatever in England and they had that competition. And Bodie McBoatface won.
Oh, yeah.
And they just went, no, we're not calling it that.
That was in Sydney.
Yeah.
That was, the ferries.
Yeah, and then in Melbourne, they had a competition to name the new railway station.
Yeah, what they call it?
They're just boring. They're like, you know, botanical gardens or something. But they're all these funny names and stupid names, you know. And, of course, they just go with the most boring one.
It is hard to come up with a name. How did you name your kids?
Yeah, made a list, but, you know, it's hard. You know what's really hard if you're a teacher? Not that I'm a teacher, if you're naming a kid. Because they always go, what about Max? Max is always little shits. Yeah. What about, you know, no, I had a Hector once. He was really annoying, you know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
No, we just picked names we both sort of liked.
And you try to be not too much on. You want to be on trend but not right on the button.
You don't want to be in the top 10.
No.
Because, for example, in my son's class, my younger son's Barney, there are no other Barneys in the school.
Barney's good.
But there's four Henrys in his class, for example. Yeah. Now, when you we thought about Henry. Henry's a great name.
Yeah.
My daughter's Kitty. There's one other kitty in the school. But my oldest son is Jasper. And so we were walking around
his name again.
We were walking around the high school and this teacher sees me and my partner and she goes, oh, I know you guys. And my wife's like, oh, yes, yes, we're Jasper's parents. And she goes, there's about 100 of those here. There's quite a few Jaspers going around, apparently. Yeah.
What's the joke? Why do you call me running water?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's a classic. Yeah, and two dogs.
Why did you call dogs. My brother?
Yeah, I'm running water. He's, the streams are filled. And why am I two dogs fucking? Because that's what we saw.
We're actually demantling the jokes and going back
to assemble
them. And we're messing them right up. But anyway, we're trying our best. Oh, well, look, that's interesting. I don't think we've had one that's close to being right for quite some time. So we're not really doing our job.
Not at all.
But maybe people at home worked that out, but I didn't. Because when you go,
I didn't know that.
Earth is soil. That's the best you've got. You're naming Earth after a lump of dirt, which it is. It's a lump of dirt. But so are the rest of them. Like you know, different planet. Like Mars should be called bloody what it is, which is desolate and crumbly. You know.
Have you seen that movie, The Martian?
With
my good friend Matt Damon in. Have you ever met Matt Damon? Has he met you? He's a lovely guy.
Well, I think he was on the panel. I'm not sure whether I was on. He was on with me, or I just watched him on TV. But he was. I have a memory of him being a lovely guy.
Yeah, he's my.
Have you met him?
Yeah, he's great. You know, one of those guys that's really friendly.
Yeah.
You know, when a lot of those Hollywood.
He's probably saying shit behind you.
Yeah, he smoked a lot. I remember that much.
Really?
Oh, he's knocking back the dance.
I was interviewing with him. How hard it was. He cracked it when he was like 18.
Yeah, incredible.
He started. He wrote that film.
Good Will Hunting.
Yes.
Yeah. Great movie.
Where he played the cleaner.
Maths genius.
Yeah.
Robert Williams.
Then he went out and then he got the girl's phone number. How's them apples?
Yeah.
How's them apples? Held the window, the thing up to the window like that.
And this is a great saying, how's them apples? I was saying it to the kids the other day.
Yeah.
How about them apples?
Yeah.
Don't you love a great saying?
You love a good, where they nail a scene and you give them the right to sort of have it like a, not a catchphrase, but where they nail a statement.
And then they won an Academy Award for the writing of that movie.
Yep. Yep. And he's still.
Him and Ben Affleck.
Yeah. They're both doing good stuff. But
Ben's you know what? We're a bit similar. Who am I?
It's a hard time, I think.
Are you the Ben Affleck and I'm the Matt Damon? Which one are we?
Well, Ben's, I think, hasn't he been in
Yeah, but he had a resurrection, though, too.
So he's doing it right?
Well, no. So Ben Affleck was a big star for a while, and then he got with J-Lo and became, he had the same name. You know, they blended their names together.
Really?
Yeah, Ben.
Does he live in Byron Bay? He's got a place in Byron Bay.
Ben Affleck?
Matt Damon.
Well, maybe.
Because we're going to Byron Bay.
We're going to Byron Bay soon.
So if you're in Byron Bay and you're listening.
Come up. See us.
See us. We're putting together a show that will never be seen again.
With Peter Osthorn.
Yeah.
And then he had a big resurgence because he directed films and stuff and did that movie.
And he had a famous marriage too. You're good. Come on.
Jennifer Garner he was married to.
Oh, you're good. Ding, ding, ding. No
wonder. They split up though.
Yeah. That's maybe why he had problems with, I don't want to make assumptions, but I felt sorry for him. He went through a pretty hard time.
Yeah. But he's always good. When you see Ben Affleck in something, he's always
very
good.
Very solid.
I mean, he's great.
I remember seeing him. He started when he was about 8. I remember seeing him do on some show where he was doing some kid show or something. But he was good then.
Yeah.
You know, they start him young over there.
Have you ever seen Silent Bob and Jay Strike Back?
No.
So that's a Kevin Smith movie. You know the guy that's Clerks?
I like that guy.
Yeah,
I like his films. He hasn't done anything. Well, has he done something?
No, he probably has, but we haven't heard about it.
Yeah, right.
He tours a lot and does like stand up kind of. I don't know whether stand up, but just talking tours, you know, that kind of.
Oh, yeah. Which is what you and I should do.
We should do that. Let's just get up on. And let's say, and we'll put it on the posters, not stand up. So there's not too much pressure on us.
Yeah, and long Q&A at the end.
Yeah, that's what Kevin Smith does.
Yeah. Because Q&A is the best part.
Oh, it's fun.
Yeah, because the audience, then you go where the audience wants to go.
But there's this great scene, and I always quote it. in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, where they're two sort of waster guys.
Yep.
But they become Ben Affleck's character is a cartoonist and does a cartoon based on them, and they become famous.
Right.
And then they get starting shit on the internet. It starts up, everyone trolling them. And there's this great thing where Ben Affleck has to explain what the internet is to these two guys. And he goes, "What the fuck is the internet?" And he goes, "Man, it's a forum for bad negative feedback and pornography." And at the end, they win all this money. And then they just fly around and find trolls and bash them up. And they're always 10-year-old boys. But they knock on this. They
beat them up.
Well, they find rough them up. People that said bad stuff about them on the internet. Yeah, they rough them up. They fly. They just shows planes flying around. They go, "Are you Magnolia fan at Hotmail?" "Yeah." "This little kid, you said this about us." Bang, bang.
Things I'd like to do.
Oh, everyone who's had crap put on the internet. Yeah,
I went into Apple the other day and I said, sorry.
The Genius Bar?
I'm not good enough for the Genius Bar.
No, okay. Yeah.
And I said to the girl, "Do you mind if I ask a dumb question?" She goes, "No, Kristen is too dumb." You know what someone came in the other day and said? "The internet. What's that all about?"
No.
She said, I didn't know where to start. Where would you? I mean, as you just said, how do you, you know?
It's a library online. That's what I'd say. You can get anything on your phone. It's like that's what I tell my dad.
I reckon it's a bunch of brochures.
Yeah.
Really, it's a brochure about that. It's a brochure about that. You know, and
the closest thing we had was the public library when we were kids.
Yeah,
but that didn't have everything on it. That didn't have pornography. That didn't have books on status quo or bands that we wanted to read about or Duran Duran
or bands that do pornography.
Yeah. Yeah. But now it's got everything, including podcasts.
If you're looking for another podcast, why not tune in to me, Carl Quinn, and my co-host, Andrew Young, on The Clappers, where we talk film, TV, theatre, music, art, books, all kinds of things. And let's not forget, cycling. That's us on The Clappers. Search for The Clappers where you're listening now.
Interested in new books? Subscribe to Chapter One. Chapter One is a new podcast with me, Nellie Thomas. Each episode, you'll hear the first chapter of a new release book from top publishers. Subscribe and listen to Chapter One, a new podcast with me, Nellie Thomas. Search for Chapter One where you're listening now.